that you have to have both. In other words, the Mishnah says you have to say before Nai Nichtav or before Nai Nechtam. And that's like you're telling us it was written in front of Yulishmo and it was signed in front of Yulishmo. So it comes out both the Ksivas again, when they write the get, the Sefer has to write it Lishmo for the purpose of this man and this lady. And who are then, when the Eidim sign on the Shtar, they also have to sign Lishmo, Lishem, this man and this lady. So which time it holds like that, that both the Ksiva and the Chasima, the signing of the Eidim, have to be done Lishmo? Who holds like that? E, Rabbi Meir, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, it's not that way. Rabbi Meir holds Chasima boy, Ksiva loy boy. According to Rabbi Meir, the main part of the Shtar is the signing of the Eidim. So it's enough if the Eidim signed the Shtar Lishmo, even if it was not written Lishmo. So according to Rabbi Meir, you would not have to say before Nai Nechtav. Because even if the get was not written Lishmo, still it's kosher, as long as the Chasima was Lishmo. Like Rashi says, Chasima Lishmo boy, the Chik say the Kosav law. When the Torah says you should write her the get, the Kosav law, Rabbi Meir holds Achsima Ksiv. It goes on the signing of the Eidim. Kirtonel HaKamal, like we learned later. Yeah. So Gemara says, so that's Rabbi Meir Shita, the Tanan, like the Gemara says. We learned the law of Ein Kaisrim and Mechuber, Lekaka. You're not allowed to write the get when on a leaf, let's say, if the leaf is still attached to the ground. On something that's Mechuber Lekaka, it's possible to write a get. What about Kosvu ala Mechuber Lekaka? Let's say you wrote the get, the Sefer wrote the get on a leaf, when the leaf was still attached to the tree. Then Toshu, then you tore off this leaf. Chosmoy, and then you had Edom signed on the Shtar. Vinostinlo, and the husband gave this get to his wife. Kosher. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So what do you see according to Rabbi Meir? That even though Mechuba Lekakar is possible, the Torah says because of law, it has to be on a Ksav, not on Mechuba. What's called the Ikra of the Ksiva? The Chsima Seidim. You see according to Rabbi Meir, as long as the Chsima, when the Eidim signed, it was not attached to the ground anymore, the get is kosher. Even though at the time when they wrote the get, it was attached to the ground. So you see, according to Rameya, b'shas, you write the get, there are no halachas. It doesn't have to be written where it's detached. And who did it does not have to be written l'shma. So Melau, Rabba cannot go like according to Rameya. According to Rameya, you would not have to say before Nai Nichtav. Right, to which other shita is there? The other famous shita is, E Rabbi Elazar. You want to say maybe go according to Rabbi Elazar shita. That Rabbi Elazar always says, Eidim Mesira Kasi, that the Iker is the Ksiva Sashtar. So Mara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, I'll tell you, Ksiva boy, Ksima loy boy. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's just the opposite. He's learned when a Torah says, V'kosav law, you have to write the get, the main part of writing a get is the actual Ksiva Sashtar, writing the Shtar. That's what has to be done, Lishmo. That we have Eidim sign on the Shtar, that's only a Tekonim of the Rabbanim. But the Rabbi Meir Blezol, the Iker Eidim says Eidim Mesira. That means when they give over the Shtar in front of two Eidim, that's enough, that's the Eidim. Eidim don't have to sign in the Shtar according to Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, when the Eidim do sign, it does not have to be done Lishmo. Said so, who does our Mishnah go like, according to Rabbah, that the Mishnah says the Shliach has to say, before Nai Nichtav and before Nai Nechtam, which means he has to tell us the get was both written Lishmo and signed Lishmo. Who's the Shita that holds you need both? Maybe you tell me, maybe really our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Elazar. And maybe the Chiloi boy Rabbi Elazar Chasim Lishmo Midiraisa. Maybe only Midiraisa, then Rabbi Elazar holds you don't need the Chasim of the Sarnati Bilishmo. But Midirabonin boy, but maybe Midirabonin though you have to have even the Chasim Lishmo also. And now our Mishnah is going according to the Din of the Midirabonin. So Mara says no. We learned for Shloisha Gitin Sul the Rabbonin. There are three gittin that are posel mid rabbonin. I mean, it's only a psul mid rabbonin. For leiboy Rabbi Elazar chasim lishmo, and mitzun si Rabbi Elazar holds you do not have to have the edim signing in a get lishmo. That's not we learned later Gemara later in gittin that says gimel gittin psulin. There are three types of gets that are posel. The yemnises, if the lady gets married with this get, is havlat kosher. Like the dieved, the get is good. In other words, lechatchila, if she received such a get, she should not remarry, but get another get. But if she didn't get another get, but instead she remarried and she had a kid, we say the kid is kosher. Now, what are these three psulim in the Rabbonin? Kosav diksav yodai. if the get was written with the ksav yad of the husband, even without v'yena lov edim, and no edim signed on it, just the ksav yad, the signature, the handwriting of the husband alone, that midiraisa is good. Another case is yesh lov edim v'yena boizman. You have edim that signed in the shtar, but they did not write the date in the shtar. And midirabonin, that's possible. But the rabbanon, the get has to have a date in the shtar. In other cases, yesh boizman, there was a date in the shtar. But we ain't by yellow edechot, you only had one edechot signed in the shtar. In these cases, are elu shloisha gitim sulin. These three gitim are posel with rabbonim. Now, edechot Rashi adds on, uksav yedei sefer. But also there was the ksav yad of the sefer. So therefore, midiraisa, the sefer is like one ed, and the edechot is the second one, that's how you have the two edim here. So there's only psulim with rabbonim. And therefore, with rabbonim, she's not supposed to get married. But v'yemnises of lad kosher. But for the evidence, if she went ahead and remarried, we only using this get, the rabbonim did not stop the marriage like and say the kid is kosher. Now, Rabbi Elezer, is and says, afa pi shein olav edim. Even though there are no edim at all signed in the shtar, elishen nosnu lo b'fnei edim kosher. But as long as the get was given over in front of two edim, still the get is kosher. Mashmir midrabbonin even, the get is a good get. And v'goyva minachosim mishabodim. You're allowed to use this shtar right now when you can collect with this shtar from the chosim mishabodim. Means in a case either by the ksuba here, or else by regular shtar momin, where the shtar was given over in front of two edim, according to Reb Lezer that has a real halacha like a shtar, and the case says that somebody owes you the money, and he doesn't have any money, but he sold his property to somebody else, you have a right now to go and take that property away from that person. That's called mishubadim. The property that's mishubed by somebody else. So you have a right to collect it. And Reb Lezer ends off, why? Shereinu edim chosmim al haget, elam ifnei tikun olam. Because you know that there's such halacha that edim are supposed to sign on a get or on a shtar, it's only a takonim et rabbonin, it's for your own sake. It's for your own sake, because if you want to have a proof later on what you did is right, if the edim don't sign on the shtar, just you gave it over in front of them, what's going to be if later on you can't find those edim? Or those edim die? You won't have a proof later on that what you did was good. So therefore, a takonis olam, for your own sake, it's worth it to let the edim sign in the shtar. That's the reason why edim sign in the shtar, according to Reb Lezer. But even with the rabbonin, the get is kosher, you could use the get, even though there are no edim signing in the shtar. Because according to Reb Lezer, that's called edim misira karsi. That means the edim that you have is b'shas, you give over the document. When you give over the get, if it was given over in front of two edim, that's enough. The main part of a get or a shtar is the ksivas haget, according to Reb Lezer. Just the writing up of the get. So therefore, according to Reb Lezer Pshita, what has to be done lishmo? Only the ksivas haget has to be done lishmo. Not the signing of the edim. So again, who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah can't go like Reb Lezer. So Gemara answers, V'ela, I'll tell you, Rebbe Meir. Let's go back to saying, no, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. Aye, the question was, according to Reb Meir, you do not have to have a ksiva lishmo. V'chi, about to answer you like this. V'chi, loy boy, Reb Meir, ksiva lishmo. When does Reb Meir say the ksiva doesn't make a difference? Even if it wasn't written lishmo, it's kosher. That's only midiraisa, maybe. But midirabonin, boy. But maybe midirabonin, though, it has to be written lishmo. And therefore, our Mishnah is going in the rabbonins. So Gemara says, no, it's not true. Ivi Yomer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said that Oyim Ahoy Rav Meir. Rav Meir used to say over that Afilu Motsu B'Yashba, even if a husband went to the junkyard and found the get there, that was written up, and the get happened to be written up for a man called Yaakov with his wife called Rachel, the same name as him. So he found the get in the junkyard that was written with the same names. And it wasn't written Lishmo, it wasn't written for him, it was written for somebody else. But no Edom signed on it yet. And now this person takes this star.